From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A spokesman for Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is denying U.S. claims that his government has agreed to a ceasefire with Kurdish fighters in northern Syria. The U.S. asked Turkey to halt its offensive against the Kurds and to instead focus its efforts on combating the Islamic State group. But the spokesman says that is out of the question. Opponents of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro marched through the streets of Caracas Thursday, calling for a recall referendum against the president. The opposition was hoping for a turnout of 1 million people. Venezuelans are growing tired of triple-digit inflation and food shortages. A separate protest by red-shirted government supporters was also taking place Thursday. Gabon's interior minister says more than 1,000 people have been arrested since the capital erupted in violence Wednesday after officials announced the re-election of President Ali Bongo. Police patrolled the streets of Libreville on Thursday after a night of violence. Protesters set fire to the National Assembly building and buildings nearby. Officials say at least one person was killed and 19 were injured when government forces stormed the opposition headquarters. Opposition leader Jean Ping is disputing the official election results that showed him losing by about 5,000 votes to Mr. Bongo. The United States announced additional sanctions on Russia over its continuing support of Ukraine's rebels and the annexation of Crimea. The Treasury Department says it designated 37 new individuals and companies operating in Crimea and Ukraine for the sanctions blacklist. The move follows the recent extension of European Union sanctions. This is VOA News.